Some writers take years to hit their stride. Others get it right the first time around. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore MFA professor and book critic Marian Winnick is here with two debut novels worth tracking down. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Our first book today is Rough Animals by Ray DelBianco, that redneck kid author, according to her Twitter profile. DelBianco has been compared to Cormac McCarthy, Dennis Johnson, and Donald Ray Pollock, and rather than argue, I'll just throw in Gabriel Tallent, whom listeners may remember wrote My Absolute Darling, which we recommended last year. In the opening pages of Rough Animals, we meet a feral 14-year-old girl who has just killed four cattle on a Utah ranch. The rancher is a boy not much older than she is, and he chases her into the wilderness for the next 12 days. Against a backdrop of almost psychedelically intense nature writing, these two characters participate in a series of gunfights, murders, fires, and drug deals gone wrong. They journey on foot, by pickup truck, muleback, and horseback through the desert, barely outrunning the coyotes and drinking the blood of dead animals to avoid dehydration, stealing antibiotics from the pet aisle of Walmart for their suppurating wounds, all the while warily deciding and then reconsidering whether they are enemies or allies. The young rancher, Wyatt Smith, is a twin, and this quest for revenge has forced him to leave his sister Lucy alone at the homestead where they were orphaned as teenagers. Their backstory is interwoven with that of the mysterious girl, who is some kind of 14-year-old female Kaiser Soze. "Killing's not an end, but a transfer of power," she explains at one point. "If you kill sincerely, it's impersonal. It's done without hesitation and with the intent to use it to its fullest purpose." This book came out in June, and I don't think it made enough of a splash. If you're a Cormac McCarthy fan, I bet you'll love it. Our next book, on the other hand, They're There by Tommy Orange, has been a huge sensation and is on the long list for the National Book Award. The story, set in Oakland, California, is told through the perspectives of 12 different characters, all of whom, in one way or another, are heading toward an event called the Big Oakland Powwow. One is an aspiring documentary filmmaker. One is a boy who taught himself traditional dance by watching YouTube. Two other young men are planning to rob the powwow to pay off their debts to a drug dealer. Several of the characters are searching for lost parents, children, or grandchildren, and as the narrative unfolds, a reader begins to figure out all the connections among them. The emerging secrets, combined with the growing sense that something terrible is going to happen at this powwow, keep the pages of They're There turning fast. But then you have to slow down to absorb the insights of the characters as they meditate on their Native American identity. As one says, "The wound that was made when white people came and took all that they took has never healed. An unattended wound gets infected, becomes a new kind of wound, like the history of what actually happened became a new kind of history. All these stories that we haven't been telling all this time, that we haven't been listening to, are just part of what we need to heal." I was a little disappointed at the end of the book when some of the narrative traps that had been set along the way did not neatly snap together, but then I realized that was part of the point.
The books are Rough Animals by Ray DelBianco and They're There by Tommy Orange. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.